This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Bite Size Book Club podcast, She Well Read. We're your hosts, Alana
and Samra, and we're two Black girls in our mid-20s who are on a journey to get back into reading.
Our goal is to encourage women to not only read any and everything, but to also read at your own pace. Each episode, we take a bite-sized approach to reading by breaking down one chapter of a book and diving into a multitude of topics.
We see reading as a source of empowerment and want to bring people together through shared experiences and provide a platform that promotes reading as a source of empowerment.
Thanks for being here, and let's get on to the show. Hey, well-read baddies. Welcome back to another episode of She Well Read. I'm Alana.
And I'm Samra.
And today, I don't know if y'all... I'm very interested to see when I edit this episode, like, my sound difference, how I used to sound, how I sound now. Newsflash, everybody, I got a new mic. And this is my first time using it, and it is really fancy. I'm going to list it in the description if you're interested, because, oh my gosh, the level up from, like, our original mics to this mic is, like, hello? What? It sounds like I'm in a studio. Like, I feel like I'm in the studio. It feels like... When we go record at the studio, like, that's what I'm hearing right now. I'm here for it.
I know. It's making me... If I order this mic, it's like instant at-home studio. Hello?
It is giving instant at-home studio. So, you know, we love to see it. But, yeah, so we just wanted to do a quick check-in with you guys, because we've had a few Minisode Mondays, which we hope you guys have been enjoying those. As a lot of you know, I am graduating this month. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, I'll have graduated, which is crazy.
Claps, I know, right? To Lana, guys. She's been working her butt off for the past 2 years.
Listen, this shit... I'm glad I went back when I went back, because if I would, like, if today me would have been like, oh, grad school, I wouldn't have done it. There's no way.
That's so funny. Yeah, you took the opportunity. I feel like the pandemic kind of made it was a good opportunity, like, to do something. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And I feel, I mean, I knew I wanted to go back to school, and I had always heard that thing of, like, if you don't go, like, immediately after you finish, or like a year after that, like, it's a very low chance that you'll actually, like, convince yourself to really go back.
I had heard the same thing. You're so right. I honestly forgot about that, but yeah, I feel like I've heard that so many times in my life too.
Yeah, but I mean, that shit's real. Like, there's no, I'm just like thinking about it, I'm like, thank God I got that shit over with, because there's no way I would have went back.
Was it 1 or 2 years in between when we graduate? Like, when?
It was 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. So, because we graduated August 2019, and then I started my program in May 21.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it was like a year and some change.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you feel like you're on the latter end of that, like.
Yeah.
You're still kind of in the zone.
Yeah, and like you said, pandemic did help too, because it was like, well, shit, I guess I should look into grad school.
I know, it's like anytime there's a crisis, should I go to grad school? I know, I've been there so many times.
I'm bored. Do I want another degree?
Right, it's like a rebrand.
Yeah, low-key, it is kind of like a rebrand. But yeah, I am just so excited to be done and over with it. And like, I keep saying I'm going to get my life back. And I've been like, January, everybody, like, anything you're asking me to do, like, just let me finish school. I'll do it in January. And I'm like, damn, now I got a shit ton of shit to do in January. Well, I got to shot myself in the foot with that one, but it's fine. I feel like all the time that I spent in school, it's like, it's just going to get thrown at other stuff now. Like, my life's still going to be busy. Busy and chaotic, but I think it'll just be more fun, busy and chaotic, because I can do things like podcast work, you know?
Anything which is fun. Anything not me. Mandatory is, like, yes. not so bad. You know, it's just the, like, concept of having to do it by a certain mm-hmm. time. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's almost like this is fundatory.
Wow.
Because it's like, there I mean, there is still stuff, like, you know, we have to do, you know, be consistent and, like, all of that. But, like, it's less stringent. Like, there's, I don't know, it's just different. Yeah, I feel what
funds atory. Funds atory. Because that's it's so paying the big bucks.
Well, not yet, but you know, we're working on it.
It is. It's on the way.
It's on the way. We're on the come up. Y'all, we are so excited for 2024. And also, I'm realizing, so another thing, which, you know, if you would have joined the Patreon, or if you joined the Patreon, you would have known about this already. That's tea. But cool. Basically, we're going on a break in January, and like a real break. Because as y'all know, if you're new here, hi. We've been doing this show, right? Like, oh, yeah, hey there. Yeah, like, it's like, oh, you find us on this episode, and we're like, we're going on a break. But listen, we got so much content for you to catch up on, if that is you. But we have never truly taken a break from this show. Like, even when we're in the off season, we're doing like mini-sodes and still posting on social media and like all these other things, to where it's like, there's never a time where we are like literally not doing anything She Will Read related.
And right. When we're out of season, we're gearing up for the next season.
Right. Exactly. And so,
you know, typical yeah. keeping the show running stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really excited.
Yeah. Okay. I think, like, especially, I know for me, I feel like it's going to be like a creative reset. Like, I feel like I just need the space to, like, think clearly on all of these different ideas that I've had, but, like, just have not had the time to do it because of, like, the constant, like, of us doing things to get ready for the show or doing the show and, like, all of those things. And I have all these ideas, and but there's no time to, like, really flesh them out. And sometimes
or get any steps done.
Yes. And we were literally just, you and I were talking about this, like, how we've had so many things that we've, like, started that were good, but it's, like, also it's hard when it's just the two of us doing this. And we have, like, 9-to-5s and, like, life happens. So I think just like also reprioritizing things, and just it's just gonna be a nice like cleanse, if you will.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think that's good, healthy. Mm-hmm. In fact,
yes.
Season 5 is gonna be the biggest, best, most obnoxious season ever, and I'm so excited for it, but we need time to, like, you know, as that Drake song said.
Oh, well, here we go.
I had to say it just to mess with you, because I'm the girl that brings up Drake for some unknown reason. But what do they say? Like, creatives need time to sit around and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That
true.
Is real.
It's
because,
real.
Like, I don't know.
I feel like
they need time to grow and rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm.
Rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation. Yeah, and I think that it just opens the door for so many, like, clearing your mind of, like, clutter and all this shit that's just in there for no reason. It gives space for all the new stuff that, like, you want to be thinking about. So, yeah, I'm excited for this break. You'll still see us posting stuff, but it's not like we're doing it. Like, we're going to do, like, a lot of auto posts. But we're, like, you know, send us some messages while we're on a break. We'd love to come back and see those. And, you know, obviously we're going to miss y'all. Like, it's going to be weird not posting or, like, doing anything She Will Read related. But we are going to pick back up at the end of January when we go to She Podcast Live Unplugged in Florida, which, if you have any interest in podcasts, it's going to be, like, a one-day workshop deal, which I'm really excited for, because, like, typical podcast conferences, for the most part, it's like you go to session and a session and a session and a session and you hear people talk, where this is just like all right, you're in one room, one day, it's like six speakers, but it's not, they're not just talking at you. We're actually going to be like doing the thing that they're talking about. It's very hands-on.
See, I'm an interactive type of bitch. So that's great. I like to put my hands on it, feel it, touch it. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff. All the PDA. I like to do that.
So if you and also I'll be speaking at She Podcast Live in January on the Clock app, TikTok.
We cannot forget to mention Lana's a speaker. Okay, this is her second time being a speaker.
Yes.
So she's not new to this.
I'm true to this. But I still get nervous though. I'm like, I gotta go talk to people about this thing that I know about.
That's valid, though.
I'm excited, though. And you can use my code, Alana, A-L-A-N-A, at shepodcastlive.com. I think it's / unplugged. Or I think if you just go to the website, you'll see it. Use my code for 20% off your ticket. So let us know if we'll see you there. We would love to. Also, big thing that we wanted to talk about. I'm, like going back, looking forth at our list. So a couple things. So if y'all don't remember, if you have been here, we had a survey that we created for post season 4 asking you guys, what did you like about the season, or what do you like about the show in general, things that we can work on, because ultimately like we always want to be reinventing and making the show better and just a more enjoyable experience for y'all. And we have had a few people who have filled it out, which thank you to you and shout out to y'all. But we would like to see more of y'all, you know, interacting with that. We're going to link it in the description of this episode. Because, yeah, like Samer said, season 5 going dumb. Season 5 in year 5? Oh, yeah, we're going stupid. So we really do value y'all's feedback. Like, we look at every single one that comes in.
Real.
And also at the bottom of it, you can tell us what book you want to read next season, because we have seen a lot of y'all asking, when is season 5 coming? What book are we reading? When do I need to order it? Listen, it's coming. It's happening. And speaking of, we're going to have the survey come out not too long after this episode comes. It might be in the description for this episode. Stay tuned. But yeah, so let us know all the things. We're really, really excited. And also, if you are not, I feel like people who aren't like in podcasts don't really pay attention or like know about this, but with the iOS 17 update with Apple, it has been messing with a lot of podcast downloads, which is one of the main sources that we use to get potential partnerships. And our download numbers have been really low lately, because what Apple did, they changed the way that they essentially almost like capture a download, if that makes sense. So if you will, right now, as I'm saying this, go to your podcast app, wherever, if you're listening on Apple, or even if you're listening on Spotify, and press the follow button. Because I know, like, even for me, there are some shows where I just look up their name and then I'll listen to episodes that way and like don't even think to like, oh, I could just follow them and make my life easier. So then it'll come immediately to my phone. So, and don't just do this for our show, do this for any show that you listen to regularly. It'll really help them out too. It'll really help us out with reconciling our download numbers. So that's it for the bees in this talk of things, I think.
Yeah. I'm excited for the book pick. Like, y'all have been listing books that I've never heard of, putting me on. Mm-hmm. So, and a few of you guys are asking for the same book. So stay tuned. I'm really excited because I love, like, this is my favorite part, I think, is just the, like, seeing the votes come in and seeing who people want to read, or, you know, whatever it is. So I don't know. I'm here for that.
Yes. I am also excited about that. It's going to be, it's going to, it's going to be fun. I'm really excited for this next year. I mean, I feel like we keep saying that. Like, we're really excited. We're really excited. But we're like, if you can't tell, we're really excited. But yeah, just life. I kind of gave my life update already. What's yours? What's going on, bitch?
Ooh, not a life update.
The week.
You know, I feel like I told the Patreon this, maybe. I don't know, actually, at this point. I feel like we've done so many, like, episodes and things like that for Patreon. I'm, like, losing track of which mm-hmm. one is which. But for those of you that don't know, I'm just, you know, out here entering my second quarter of life and just, like, you know, trying to get the home in order, you know, for this next quarter of my life. You know, I'm considering this, that next. I mean, I do have to check another box, so.
What do you mean by that, like, check another box?
You know, there's, like, 18 to 25, and then like the age box.
Okay, but I've been seeing, like, 18 to 24, and then 25 to 34, and that's been tripping me out.
Even as I said that, I, in my head, was thinking 25, but for the sake of this argument, I'm talking about that other range.
The older range?
The older one, the one that starts at 26. Like, and then also just it being, like, this literal second quarter of my life, I'm, like, just kind of looking ahead at what all is to come, and it seems like a lot of, like, you know, grown-up shit, and so just trying to, like, you know, own my shit and clean house, get things in order, start paying things off that I need to pay off, and just prepare my fucking life because I want to have a family.
I'm so weak. Yeah. I know. This is a loaded thing, but the Cliff Notes version is, you know, I've been, you know, debating if I want to have kids one day and, like, what a family in the future looks like for me too, just because, like, you know, it's just a lot, like, not only just, like, you know, kind of everything that I've been through, like, in life and the trauma and working through that and all of that, but also the economy fucking sucks. And, like, you kind of, like you said, getting my finances in order. Because, like, taking care of the thought of taking care of another human or, like, paying for another human with the state of my bank account right now, like, I feel like I'm doing well for just me, myself, and I. But thinking about adding another person to that, I'm like, oh, my God, that scares the shit out of me from a financial perspective. And just, like, also a time perspective, like, I feel like there's just so many aspects when it comes to having kids that I've never really thought about it before. Like, before I was just like, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to have kids. Like, cause it's just what you do, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm going to have kids, but never had I really, like, sat down and been like, oh, but do I really want to have kids? Like, is that really a thing that I see in my life plan? And I don't know. I feel like also in this stage in my life where I'm trying to, like, you know, excel in my career and, like, also venturing into the career of, like, podcast stuff, it's like, it's also not something that's at front of mind either.
Yeah, that's totally valid. I feel like it all just comes down to, like, planning, and so yeah, you know, but yeah. I definitely think you can make it work, like, at any time. So that's the positive, except for when you're unprepared. So maybe not, like, right now, at least for me. Yeah. But, you know, you know, I definitely can't control the how or the when. But what I can control is what I got going on the home front. So that's what I'm trying to do over here.
No, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, it's just so interesting, like, as you grow older and, like, life start lifing and you become, like, a quote unquote real adult, how, like, some of those, like, decisions you made, like it's not even really a decision. It's like things you thought that would happen at a certain stage in life where it's like, ha ha, you thought And like that shift in mindset also that happens. I saw a tweet about that the other day where it's like when you turn 25, there's like this shift that happens in your brain of like how you start to think and look at things. And I'm like, as my 26-year-old self, I'm like, yeah. Because also I keep having to remind myself that I'm 26 and not 25 anymore.
I know. It's real. It's so real. Time just keeps on flying and these kids are growing up. Mm-hmm. And it's making me feel like, damn. Okay, I'm in this second. It's really confirming for me. That's what I'll say. That I'm not, I can't keep up with the kids anymore.
Not you and can't I don't keep up with the children.
Want to. My heart's not in it. I'm not really there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that a lot. And also just like, I would just like to say, and I've said this on our Patreon, but I have been kicking Sad Season's ass recently.
Period.
It got a little rocky there. And at some point, it's still a little rocky. But for the most part, when I look at last year in Sad Season, how I was versus this year in Sad Season, I'm like, bitch, we made it.
On God.
On okay. God.
Wait, so what's changed? Like, what do you feel like? Is it just being 25, being 26, like maturity? Or do you feel like it's something you've been like actually implementing in your life?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's like that maturity mindset of like, you know, I used to stress about a lot of things where it's like, I really have no control over how this happens and how this shakes out. Like I can, like I still get anxious about things. I still have anxiety. I just feel like I've learned to better cope with it in therapy, that like, I'll still get anxious and like feel some type of way about things, but just not to the extent that I used to. And then also, you know, I've started going to the gym more regularly. And I've started taking my vitamins, trying to get my sleep schedule. Really, the vitamins is a big one, too. Oh, my gosh. I have been preaching about freaking magnesium. I love that shit. If you are somebody who has anxiety or, like, struggles with, like, getting consistent sleep, like, no matter what you do, highly recommend magnesium glycinate. I will link the one that I use. It's from Target. It's, like, $17 for, like, a month's supply, I think. And I have really found a difference because there was this one point where I was having a really hard time sleeping. Like, I was really stressed and anxious about a certain situation and it was affecting my sleep. And my therapist told me, she was like, you know, once you like deal with this, like you'll feel so much better. Like it'll whatever, whatever. And yes, it did. But I also like the TikTok people heard me and I started seeing magnesium all over my For You page. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Let's see what happens. And when I tell you, like, the first time I took it was an experience. It was like, because it's low-key, it low-key feels like a muscle relaxer. Like, you feel your body just getting lighter. Well, maybe not lighter. Low-key heavier. And I felt like when I was going to sleep, I was, like, sinking into my bed. And, like, my mind started to slow. And then I drifted into sleep. When usually, like, in my brain, there's like, I'm like, okay, here are the 50 things I need to get done tomorrow. Like, oh. As I'm trying to go to sleep. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like thinking, yeah. Like, you're just, your mind is just constantly moving. And so it like eases that to where like, even the nights where I don't take magnesium, it doesn't happen as much. Like, I just go to sleep. And even the next day after taking it, I can still like feel a difference. Like I feel less anxious also taking
That's
it.
That's actually crazy. How have I know, we never right? heard of this before?
They don't want you to know. They don't want you to get better.
Yeah, tell me about it. Because I, in all my years of struggling with anxiety, no one's ever said, have you tried magnesium?
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like there's a lot of home remedies that you can do with anxiety. Because especially like, you know, I feel like anxiety is a spectrum, like where anxiety level is at. But I know just for me, magnesium has been a huge shift in mine.
Say less. I just took a note.
I'm so weak. And specifically magnesium glycinate, because I think there's like five different types of magnesium and they all do different things. But magnesium glycinate is a specific one that I use for anxiety.
Say less, friend.
I'm so weak. But yeah, I looked at my pill thing and I was like, damn, there's a lot of pills. But I probably don't even need half of them and could probably consolidate. But as of right now, I take you know, magnesium at night, and then I take spironolactone for my acne. That's prescribed from my dermatologist, though. I also take a woman's multivitamin, a prebiotic, probiotic, apple cider vinegar, turmeric,
and
and fish oil. That's the last one, fish oil.
That's good. Okay, that's my 2024 goal, is to like get all my vitamin game, because if it's not like a gummy, I'm checked out. And I did just order like 4 boxes of gummies.
Okay,
period. Or 4 little gummy things. So I'm good for a little bit. So I think I'll be, once that order comes in, which I think I got here maybe today. I need to look into that. But when I get that every day, I love eating those. Tell me why Dime ate my last pack. I know. And it was a women's like multivitamin or prenatal or some shit, to where I was like,
hello?
You don't even need that.
You don't even, like, right? You don't even need it.
They taste too good. That's the problem.
I'm so weak. That's like when they had the, I forget which. Dang, it was some medicine we were growing up. They had to stop making that flavor because it was just so good that, like, people were, like, overdosing on that shit. I forget what it was, though. Also, disclaimer, we are not doctors. We are not professionals. Like, consult with your doctor before you make any major changes and things like that. Like, I'm going to talk to my doctor about the magnesium thing when I go see her in January. But, yeah, do your own research also. Disclaimer.
No, that's a good thing to call out, because I went to business school and Lana just got her master's, but it ain't no doctor. What the fuck is it?
PhD?
Is it a PhD?
Mm-hmm. Or is it your doctorate? I think that's the same thing, low-key.
But it's like a medical thing, like medical doctor.
Bitch, see, this right here is why you should take what we say with a grain of salt when it comes to medical advice.
Example A, B, right. C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of anything else, any other updates that we have for the peoples.
Who? I don't know, guys. Just join our Patreon, because we'll be up in there. We've been up in there, and, you know, we want to see your beautiful faces.
Yes, our Patreon call. And thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers, also our people who have been with us in the Patreon. We love you. We value you. I mean, we value you guys, too, but, like, you know, this ain't cheap, so... Having that little extra income that comes in every month really does help. So thank you guys. And also, we're about to drop some merch. That's another thing I just thought about. Merch is coming. God. And if you're in the Patreon, you get a discount code for the merch.
Hey, okay, wait a minute. So, yeah, y'all, this is about to be so needed for our community. You've asked. We're here to deliver. We've been working on this for a few months now, and the graphics that we've created are, first of all, courtesy of a beautiful, amazing, talented designer who I think we've had on the show before.
We have.
Pretty sure. So she's an honorary baddie, and she drew me and Lana as... you know, in our element, as little cartoon people, and we love it so much. But we're gonna have different options, y'all. We're gonna have like some smaller things, some things that you need, like sweatshirts, you know, the typical winter stuff. And I don't know, like, I'm just excited to hear the feedback.
Yes, when the merch drops, we want to know what you think, because we want to create stuff that you actually want to buy and that you would wear or give to somebody. So let us know what y'all think of the merch when it comes through. But until then, make sure, I think the top things we need y'all to do is to fill out the forms that we discussed that are all linked in the description of this episode. Make sure you're following the show. Press that subscribe button, follow button. So that we can get those downloads, so we can get more monies from these sponsorships. And yeah, we love you guys per always. And it's been a wonderful 2023. Cannot wait for 2024. Year 5 going up, period. But yeah, this has been another little quick mini-sode check-in of She Will Ride. Oh, also, I just thought about this. If you're new to the show and you want to, like, kind of get more, like, what are you guys in deep, I don't even know the words I'm thinking of. But if you want, like, a more, like, this is who we are, this is what we do, da-da-da-da-da, we have a Q&A episode that we created, and I'll link it in this episode, too, if you want to go listen to that. It'll give you even more details about what we do here and what we're all about. But also, if you have any questions, my favorite thing, you can email us at shewillred@gmail.com, shameless plug. And you can follow us anywhere on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, the titty, Twitter, everything at she, we are everywhere at She Will Red.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. So until next time, happy holidays. Happy New Year. We can't wait to see you guys in February.
Please take some time to relax, y'all. I'm sure you've been working hard all year. Okay. Mm-hmm. The baddies have been on the grind, and it's time for us to rejuvenate.
Yes.
Take some time. Focus on our goals for the next year. Or don't. Like, just relax and just wait till the new year to start all that. Like, you don't need to. And if somebody asks, tell them we said so.
Mm-hmm. At us.
And they can email us at shewillred if they have a problem. No, I'm just so kidding. Weak. But really, though, we hope you have a great holidays, and we love you so much, so big.
We do. We really
giving
do.
Giving you a virtual hug, audio hug right now.
At this moment.
We Lana's are mic you. Is hugging us all with its perfect sound quality.
I'm so weak. Okay, but this has been another episode of She Will Red. I'm Lana.
And I'm Samra.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.